Welcome to Keith and the Girl. I'm Keith Malley.
I'm Chemda.
This is Marsha Belsky. Hi, Marsha.
Hi.
How are you today?
I'm well. I'm good.
All right. Excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent.
It's cold, but...
Yeah, that's winter, though. What are you going to do?
I know.
You might know Marsha Belsky from other times, of course, she's been on this show, but she was also on, if you recall, My Name is Keith, the best show ever did.
That was fun.
That was a lot of fun.
Do you remember how you got home?
No, dude, but I haven't seen you since then.
That's right.
Yeah, I puked a lot. And then like I realized I was like blacking out like right as I was getting home. It took a while for the tequila to like catch up with me. Mm-hmm. And then I woke up the next morning and I was just like, oh no. And I just vomited all day. But then I was like, it was for my career. Like normally when you're that hungover, you just feel like a piece of shit and there was no reason that you drank that much the night before. At least this time I had a reason to like give myself pseudo alcohol poisoning.
Did you listen to the episode?
You know, I'm bad at listening to myself on podcasts because usually I'll end up like throwing the computer across the room or like, but I saw like the clip and I think I listened to some of it. And I stand by my opinions.
Right.
I don't remember what they were, but I was real angry at one point.
It was a two-parter.
Oh, right, right.
We went on and on. Here's the description for The Feminist Part 1. Michael Khalili joins us to make sure that the smart, opinionated, and about to be drunk as fuck Marsha Belsky doesn't attack host Keith Malley.
Men will fall.
Keith and Marsha discuss her move 2 years ago from Tulsa, Oklahoma to New York City.
Oh, yeah. I actually moved from Portland. But that's okay. I moved from Tulsa to Portland and then Portland. But well, we were drunk, so I probably didn't explain it well.
You said something different.
Yeah.
Right. And the description could only be 5 pages. Alcohol abuse and drinking culture. Mm. Her coke addiction at age 15.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Her political family and Jeopardy champion mother. Opinionated women and unconscious sexism and racism. Catcalling and dog calling.
Who does this? Do you know that this is what you're talking about when you're drunk?
Uh-huh.
I'm just saying like that you
kind of get into it though.
But that you could even like string together words that describe anything, let alone our political climate.
That's all I want to do when I'm drunk. Like that's why when people get mad that politicians are drunk, I actually think it was better. That's the one thing where I'll go, you know, that's the one thing I won't fault the old white dudes or whatever on is that drinking as a politician, you must. It's the only way you can handle the stress and then talk about the issues. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So.
The problem with devil's advocates.
Ugh.
And should we let the word retard go?
Oh, shit. What did I say about that?
Well, your computer's across the room.
Oh, God.
We also cover how our own Danny Hatch sold Keith out to Marsha behind his back. Behind Keith's back, I typed.
I felt bad for telling him on exit. That is my bad. But I still got way. I think to prove that Danny didn't affect me, I then overcompensated by drinking way more tequila.
Here's,
I had to.
That's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Mm-hmm.
This is what we're referring to.
As men are in their 30s, they're looking for a woman that keeps their interest, that challenges them. But when men are in their 20s, for the most part, they still have internalized all the societal norms that haunt us all.
Can you imagine that Marsha Belsky is, if not, then definitely about the same age as Danny Hatch? Is that funny? By the way, Danny Hatch, if you could quit selling my fucking show out, this asshole.
No. He just told me to be prepared for the amount we drink, like, because...
On the side!
It's good.
On the side. This isn't the first time, Marsha.
He just told me to look it up. I didn't mean to...
Look out for these guys. They're going to make you drink a lot. And it's not the first fucking time this has happened. We're like... You didn't CC me on that.
No.
You sold me out.
If he CC'd you, you'd be like, are you trying to say something, Danny? He was just trying to be nice.
Well, BCC, obviously.
He was just trying to be nice.
Yeah, he's trying to be nice.
No, but Danny's my boy. He's from Oklahoma.
Oh, he's your boy. I'll tell you what Danny isn't. I'll tell you what Danny isn't, apparently.
You love Danny. Don't front. You're obsessed with Danny.
Apparently, Danny isn't my boy. And you're
he
right.
He is your boy.
I am obsessed, and that's sad.
No. Danny meant it in the sweetest, right, most right. baby boy way, where he was just like, you're going to have so much fun. I love you so much. I support your career. You are a woman. You are everything. That was like the message that I got.
You are a woman. Was I okay saying you are a woman? I forget who else he told. I think it was Catherine Heller. I think it was somebody else. And he, it's like this warning. It's like,
he's just a darling
adults.
Baby boy.
Well, I'm trying to ruin you today.
This
motherfucker
sweetheart.
Is giving out warnings.
No, that's okay.
Well, of course it's okay for you. This is Team Keith and the girl.
And what did I do with the warning, Keith? Am I not going to die of alcohol poisoning in the next 2 minutes?
It would be funny if, like, we worked this out, me and Danny. And, like, Danny treats everybody like a baby. And they're like, well, fuck you. I can keep up.
No man's going to tell me how much to drink. Yeah, right.
Just as I planned.
My name is Keith.
All right, from now on, I want to listen to everything Marsha's on while she's in the room. Giggling her fucking face off. Isn't it fun when you laugh in the same places because you're like, oh, I thought that was funny. It's real.
Still funny. Yo, y'all nagged me into drinking.
That's a trick. Scumhook writes, what a great fucking guest and a fucking top shelf episode. She was honest, funny, and thoroughly entertaining. It was great to hear an ardent feminist that didn't take themselves too seriously, but was still able to articulate their agenda. Fucking 100 out of 10.
Oh, nice.
Don't you find it interesting that if you say that you're a feminist, and I'm scared to put that on any bio or anything because it just means that you're an asshole, when really it just means that I believe in the equality, both. Yeah, what did it say in the Beyonce song?
Yeah, that's why I do it in my bios now. Like, I'll claim it because, like, I've found that I've gotten this sort of and I appreciate what that guy said.
Right.
But I've gotten that sort of backhanded compliment a lot ever since I've started being this sort of, like, radical feminist character, almost, where it's like, you know, obviously I'm going to keep the jokes there because I'm a comedian. I don't like when comedians go up there without jokes, but I get that a lot where they go, it's so great that you can, like, be what you are and, like, you know, not be, like, actually mad or whatever, like, right. Or just whatever they're saying, like, and not take yourself so seriously, like, oh, you mean like a man? Like, men are allowed to take themselves seriously, you know? When women aren't funny and they're feminists, I still like them.
But the thing is who's not a feminist?
Yeah, what the fuck?
Who's not a feminist? Who doesn't believe in the equality of men and women in terms of, like, if we do the same thing, we get the same thing?
A lot of people.
But who's going to, like... From now on, I want feminists, if you're hearing this, and men and women could be feminists, men or women that say, that people ask you, are you a feminist? Why don't you just ask, are you? Because I would love to hear that you're not a feminist talking to me.
I get that. I mean, people have told me this. I've had really good guy friends who I know are good people and like me and like, you know, what I say, obviously. But then, you know, they'll be like, hey, watch this video. It's called Girl Takes Down Feminism. Like, you know, those sort of, like, backstabbing videos of just, like, I believe in women's rights, but I'm not a feminist. But it's like, Aziz Ansari had my favorite bit about it where he said, you know, if you believe in equal rights between men and women, you're a feminist because that's what the word is. Like, you can't be like, oh, you're a skin doctor, so you're a dermatologist. He's not going to be like, oh, whoa, that's way too harsh of a word. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just the label, but the label itself has become problematic.
People need to understand. Right. People need to understand ladies is pimps too.
Thank y'all.
Right. Sparrow, a lady, says, fucking solid, sterling, Marsha gets it. The female guests on My Name is Keith are especially top shelf.
That's true. That's why I like your podcast so much. Truth.
Finger Lakes. God, this was good. I could definitely hear her parents' lawyer upbringing, and I loved it. And you know how we all love lawyers. Yes. Yeah.
America loves lawyers.
Brian Ward says.
Lawyers love America.
Brian Ward, fantastic show. So funny and so energetic at all times. There is no struggle for information like Keith has had with other so-called willing participants. So glad there is another part. Yeah, I you know what? I had on... but James and I said, you know, come on, we're gonna get drunk. And he said, no fucking problem, I'm all right. And then I said, and I'm gonna ask you about this horrible relationship you have with your wife. He sits down and goes, well, we're drinking already. I'm like, yeah, and I want to talk about your wife already. Well, how was your day?
Yeah, cut the small talk. I'm all for that. Right. I like when people are willing to get into it because sometimes you get on a podcast and I'll just go off and they're like, sports.
What were you nervous about, any of it?
I was nervous, like, especially the coke addiction stuff. I don't talk about that much publicly, but I'm starting to realize that it's like, you know, if Obama can admit that he did coke, like, I'm fine.
There you go.
I can tell people. And I was young. Everyone makes mistakes.
What were you like on coke?
Oh, annoying. I mean, I was already 15, so I was annoying in my own right. The whole thing is I did it very young because it was like at my school... There was this weird coke influx out of nowhere where it was like I smoked pot like one time and then everybody was doing coke and it was just everywhere. And I did it like, you know, I got really into it. And so I was 15. I was annoying. I didn't know what I was doing. And it makes you just like a liar and a sneak. You know what I mean? Just makes you like this.
Are you an honest person usually? Like, are you a bad liar?
I mean, I feel like everyone feels like where it's like, I lie the correct amount. Like, it's like if someone looks you in your face and it's just like, I never lie. I'm like, oh God, you killed somebody. Like that is terrifying. Like white lies to save people like in little ways or just like, you know, someone being like, oh, did you eat that pie I made you? And I'm like, yeah. It was delicious. Right.
Isn't it funny? When we were a kid, we lied that we didn't eat the pie.
Yeah.
How times change.
Times change.
Eric M. says she's such a cool person. Her whole attitude and being is mesmerizing.
I agree. Thanks. I agree. She walks into the room. First thing she says, I'm just like, that's right. Fuck. Aww. Why? She's got to like hang out more.
I do need to hang out more. Why y'all live so far away from me?
Well, it's not a coincidence. It's fun to see you when we see you. And then The Feminist Part 2 came out. Michael Khalili's security prowess is put to the test as the forward-drinking Marsha Belsky explains slash yells why Keith is dead wrong on his thoughts on Trainwreck, what men look for in a woman, comedians as waiters, casual sex, her loss of virginity, judgmental parents, and how comfortable she isn't with herself. It's a powerful episode for women and people.
Huh. This is what confuses me, that you're, and it's a stupid thing to say, though, that you know, when somebody says, I'm uncomfortable with myself, I'm like, but you seem so comfortable. I'm not saying it because you seem so comfortable. Everybody is insecure. It's because you're so aware. You have the awareness of a 30, 40-year-old.
Huh.
And so I would think that that would make you more comfortable.
I think that I'll get there eventually. But right now, I think I'm kind of hyper-aware and hyper-critical sometimes. So I'm like, maybe because I'm aware in some ways and then kind of a doofus in others. But I'm aware of the ways on which I'm a doofus too much.
Which, what's your doofusness?
Oh, man. Sometimes it's like the common sense part of my brain just doesn't work. It's kind of in my family. It is like we're just like kind of doofy little Jews. Like I'm clumsy.
Is that
like
your last name?
Yeah. Marsha Doofy Little Jew.
She says it in the Southern accent. Is that what you were called?
Yeah, they're like, get that doofy little Jew out of here.
Don't let her chase up a tree. She can hide in a tree.
Get her tail. Grab her by the tail.
Get that gold.
Get that gold from her. Shake her.
Danny, is that giving you flashbacks to your hometown?
Probably,
mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah.
We all shook it.
There wasn't a lot to do besides shake the Jew. So
you ever play shake the Jew? We had King of the Hill. They had shake the Jew.
But I'm like, I'm comfortable in myself and a lot of, you know, I'm obviously comfortable in my opinions. But even then, like for having such strong opinions, I got too thin a skin sometimes, you know.
Hmm.
But I'll get there. But yeah, you know, I'm just kind of a dude. Like sometimes I'll be holding something in my hand and then it's like my hand loses communication with my brain and it'll just drop to the floor.
Really?
What does that mean? Am I going to have a seizure at some point?
You do just drop a drink while it's in your hand.
Like, not a lot, but enough.
A notable amount.
A notable amount.
Maybe because you're so focused, you forget you have
it. Right. I go, and my friend used to call it Marshall Land or whatever, where it's like, you'll sometimes I'll be like sitting there and then it's like my eyes will go across a little bit and he's like, you're not here anymore. Where are you?
And they get mad at you. They should be mad at themselves.
Yeah, why don't you get on board?
Yeah, it's their fault.
They're like, shake the Jew.
When you see a Planned Parenthood shooting or, yeah, I mean, it doesn't matter, you know, when this show comes out. There was a shooting yesterday.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, another one? The one in Houston or something?
Anytime.
Yeah, that's true. There
anytime.
Will be.
Mm-hmm. Are you shocked anymore? I'm not. Like
specifically because it was like an attack on women or just the guns in general?
Guns in general. Even like Planned Parenthood didn't shock me.
No. Like, isn't there a middle ground between shocked and not shocked? You know, it's like you're shocked because people died, but you're not mm-hmm. shocked that it continues to happen because what is anyone doing about it? What do we do about it?
I'm shocked. I mean, that's the whole thing that I hear that I agree with is like I'm shocked that I'm not shocked. And that's what's terrifying. It's like, you know, I'm not shocked so much anymore. It's always a bummer. You know, I think it's weird when people get online and go like, how dare you be sad? Like, and it's just like, you know, it's like a natural disaster, but it's even scarier because it's people making choices, you know, that's sort of like, but it's sad. I always think about the way that other countries are and like, you know, their opinions on it. And that's what's really the scariest is that, you know, I can't believe that there's a faction of people that have held us back just by going like, nuh-uh. Like, that's their whole argument, you know? They go, well, if you try and fix it, it's not going to be perfect. Like, my friend made a really good point. Her, Christy Coffee.
Mm-hmm.
She made this really good point where she was talking about, she knew someone who was conservative who was saying, like, you know, Well, if you try and regulate guns, if someone wants a gun, they're going to find one. You know, so what's the point? Don't put more laws in place that don't have to be. And she goes, but I know for a fact that person feels the exact opposite about marijuana laws. So it's like, where's the hypocrisy? Like, there's so much hypocrisy there. It's just like, oh, like, oh, guns will never end. So why should we try? And it's just like, you know, there are things you can do. The best argument I saw was someone saying, just make buying a gun as boring as like getting a car, getting a license, like make it so routinized that you really got to go through steps and you got to have a long time to think about.
Yeah. I've been saying that. It's like, I had to go through learning how to drive because everyone's like, oh, well, a car could kill you. I have to get a license for that.
Yeah.
I have to get insurance that I could get pulled over to checked for. And then I go to jail if I don't insure my car. But, and yes, I can kill people, but mostly with my car, I avoid killing people. And I think that's what most people do. But mostly with a gun, you don't avoid shooting things or people.
Right.
Keith Lil Jensen
wrote, and also, I never want to go to the DMV, so maybe if we do the same thing.
Exactly. Or at least monitor, you know, don't let these fucking lunatics hole up in a cabin with like 400 registered guns. Like, shouldn't you at least have some guy walk by every once in a year and be like, hey, are you murdering women in the woods? No? Okay, good. Bye. Like,
yeah, we have to re-up every year. You have to re-up some kind of sticker in your window, especially in New York. Like, you have to get routine checks. They have to check if like your oil is fine. Like, you have to check all these things and you have to report to the government that your gun or vehicle is still working properly.
And also, every one of these people wants an audience. So it's like, you know, most of these murders, these people have said things online, they've reached out online, they've sort of hinted. And it's like, maybe if someone's hinting in that way and they have guns, be like, oh no.
Right. You know what? If you have 7 license plates, they look into you.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But there's such this weird sort of, it's crazy, the silent barrier around these gun laws, because it's the gun manufacturers. And it's the only hope for me is that if you look at cigarettes, you know, and that's different because we're only killing ourselves and I guess secondhand smoke, but
it's the same people that
used to argue that smoking more cigarettes will make you healthier. Smoking more cigarettes will make you cure cancer, you know? And it's like those same people who are doing that, but it's just like, amazing that they actually have this much lobby power that they really truly have blocked anything from happening. And Dana Gould said it best. It was like, once we saw elementary school kids get murdered and decided to do nothing, that was it. Mm-hmm. What else is going to get worse than that? Nothing.
I was going to say, Keith Lil Jensen wrote, hey, rest of the world, don't worry. We're just shooting ourselves again. It's a thing we do. No need to American flag your Facebook profile page.
That's really good, actually, though. But it's dark, but it's true. Right.
Let's talk about something fun.
Okay.
My pals at berries.com, berries.com. Tis the season.
That's why you came in today, right? Because you heard we had berries.
Whoa, y'all have berries?
Hell yeah.
Oh, they're like an actual berry thing? I thought that was going to be like scarves.
They're actual strawberries that are dipped in chocolate. They're big, fat, juicy. They're so good. I never fail as a gift. You know, I've given my wife a giant keyboard, like a piano, thinking she... She couldn't give a shit. I gave her 2 strawberries. Gosh. My Lord, $19.99. Emily's watching my dog Hugsy when I'm going to be in Hawaii at a friend's wedding. You know what I'm going to give her to say thank you?
Strawberries.
$19.99. The boarding would be $3,000. Mm-hmm. It's a trick.
Yeah, and because it's not something you want to buy for yourself, chocolate dipped strawberries. But when someone gives it to you, you're like, I am royalty.
Get Sherry's Berry Sweet Freshly Dipped Strawberry starting at just $19.99. With code KTG, you get a 40% savings. Big, fat strawberries, like I'm saying, dipped in all kinds of chocolate. Double the berries for just $10 more. Okay?
Sick.
Go to berries.com, berries.com.
And despite the name, they have other things besides berries.
How'd they get that domain? That's a clutch domain catch.
I wonder if they had that first. And I was like, we got to start a company. Click on the microphone in the top right-hand corner. Type in KATG. Berries.com, microphone. KATG. And you're the hit of the season.
Yeah, that's, by the way, people are like, oh, I tried to put the code KATG in the gift certificate place. That's a gift certificate place. You go to the top of the website. On the right, you'll see a microphone that says, where did you hear about us? And you put in code KATG.
That's right.
Don't be an idiot.
Thank you.
Seriously.
I saw this in the paper. How do stories like this even make the paper? An Idaho mother says that angry diners at a restaurant accused her 11-month-old son of ruining their dinner with his yelling.
Did he?
I know this story.
The mother admits her son. How do you know the story? The mother admits her son was screaming off and on, and two customers slammed a nasty note down on her table saying, "Thank you for ruining your dinner, our dinner, with your screaming kid. Sincerely, the table behind you."
Wow.
So the mom with the screaming kid calls the news. Says, "Hey, I got news for you. I brought a kid into the restaurant that was screaming." I will admit, he was screaming off and on when the on was very loudly. "These people came and put a note on my table that it ruined their dinner." Is that newsworthy, Channel 2?
Did they not pay their bill and the cops had to be called? Because
there's no reason. That's a bored town. Like, anytime, I love going to small towns and watching the news because it's hilarious what makes it on the news. Like, especially the controversy when they're like standing outside somebody's house just like earlier today. Like,
right.
It's never, and it's always something like that. And then it's just somebody like explaining their side of the story and you're like, oh, you're both idiots.
Right. I remember we used to read Keith's hometown paper. Oh, that was fun.
Where are you from?
Somerset, Pennsylvania. It's close to Pittsburgh, but the country.
Okay. It's the police blotter in the newspaper. You remember that? They would put the name and address of the place. This guy, okay, so-and-so, Mr. Jones on such-and-such street, somebody broke into his tool shed, stole these three tools and a hammer or something like this.
Wow.
And they'll be appearing at Judge... the name of the judge, the date, everyone, like all of the addresses that needed to be put. And we're like, what the fuck?
And then the town goes aflutter with gossip.
The news would come on TV and they'd say, "Well, folks, Ray's at it again." This time.
They don't even do the last name.
Right. Oh, no. They go, "This time with the tractor."
"Well, hey, this is Dan." He's like not even on TV. He's just standing in front of the town. "Ray's at it again. This has been your news."
Rodney Meadows won $1,000 on a lottery scratch-off. Nice. And feeling confident, he ordered three more tickets on the spot. One of them turned out to win him $10 million.
What? How I won a dollar last night. Should I buy another one with it?
Yeah, you should have. Times changed.
Holy
you
shit.
Know, Modesto, California convenience store. He says, "I had the clerk at the store say, I said to him, 'You better check it again.'" Check it again? You fucking run. can you run that dare again?
Yeah, what? Take the money and run. You don't want to know that you're wrong.
I don't think the clerk is giving you the money.
He's not giving you the money, but if you think, if even there's a, like, you probably don't think it's real, but it looks like the clerk is shocked too because he gets a percentage of that. That's why they sell these stupid tickets.
No, they don't.
They absolutely do. What? Why would they risk getting held up all the time? They get a percent.
Know, love of the game.
Funniest thing you've ever said.
Just run. You don't ask again. I mean, what clerk isn't going to go, "You're right.
Yeah.
Now that I think about it, don't you worry about it. And I'm going to rip it up." And that is totally.
You know the catch with the lottery though, right? I just found this. I had a friend that worked at the Oregon lottery or whatever, where the people go and claim their winnings. And they have so many things. Usually, I think it's state to state, but they have, like, if you've ever been in jail, if you ever, like, had a felony, if you owe anything to anyone, whether it's student loans, like, high, bad credit, things like that, you don't get your money.
You don't get it? Or you get it and have to pay them quickly?
I heard of with student loans, you got to pay off the whole thing before you can get your money. So you can't use the money to pay it off. You have to pay it off before you get the money or else you can't get the money. And that's why people would just come in. They'd be like, "I'm going to use this to pay my student loans." And then they'd be like, "Oh, bummer." Like, she had to be the one to tell them.
And then what? There's like loan sharks just standing outside for you.
Probably.
With 100% daily interest.
They arrest you on spot.
Oh my God. Of course, everybody owes money.
Uh-huh. And that's the catch where it's like, so then they don't have to give as much money away.
I think I won the lottery about a week ago. And I asked the clerk if I won. And he said, "Oh no, sorry. I feel bad for you. Why don't you just take a pack of gum? Bye." Yeah.
So now, nice guy.
Now I'm putting it together. Aww. I was never offered gum
before.
Oh,
wait. Oh, maybe you did win.
Maybe I won. I'm a millionaire. And he just said, "Take gum."
That's all right. Holy you probably shit. Owe too much money.
Right. Yeah, he probably knew by looking at you.
I owe Adam $10. That's true. I wouldn't be able to use it anyway.
It's registered.
And I try to pay Adam back, but he won't take the money. He's like, "Nah, I'm jealous of that $10 million you're about to win. I don't want you to have it because you won't be my friend anymore."
True.
It's one thing to be like, if you have, you know, if you filed for certain things, or if there is some sort of credit thing on you. It's like, all right, you're going to get this, but we're going to cut checks
from
that and then give you the rest.
No.
Because if I was, you know, if somebody owed me $1 million, right? And then they just won the lotto, but now they're just on the move with all this money, I'd be mad. But if he had to pay me first, give him the money.
Yeah, give him the money and let him pay me.
So many people are missing out on that.
I know.
This government, I'm starting to be like, what?
This government been crazy.
Mm-hmm. Let me tell you about somebody that's a place that's honest, a place that cares for, a place that's willing to make an honest, decent transaction. Uh-huh. My friends at Tipsy Elves. Okay, let me tell you about tipsyelves.com. You know these Christmas sweaters? You go to one of these parties and they go, wear a Christmas sweater. And it's like, I don't know what I'm going to be sweating my balls off to wear something stupid. Uh-huh. These guys got you covered. They're comfortable sweaters and they're good looking sweaters and they're edgy. Let me show you this.
Let me say, elves shouldn't get drunk, in my opinion.
Really? They're just tipsy, though.
All right.
Yeah.
That's true. You got to have a little fun.
Here's what happens.
If politicians, you're pushing on politicians that they should get drunk.
Elves have tools. They're working with heavy machinery.
What do you think about this?
All right.
This is what happened when a tipsy elf made me a sweater.
Is he? Oh, it's so cute.
Right? It's reindeer.
Oh, my God. They're having
boom.
Sex.
Guess who's just the talk of the party?
That was like exactly the reaction. Oh my God, it's so cute. Wait a minute.
Wait a minute.
Go to tipsyelves.com. Enter the code KATG at checkout. Get 20% off everything on their website. Tipsyelves.com. Use the code KATG. Boom. 20% off everything.
Boom.
Boom.
Boom. Boom. Boom. Pow.
Oh, man. See, guns are fun.
Guns are fun. But no, they're not.
They're kind of fun. I was at my brother's house. We were shooting tin cans. It's a blast.
I mean, yeah, I've actually never shot a gun, but I would be curious. Like, you know, I get like, that's the thing is like, we're not going to obviously get rid of guns in general, but it's just scary because that's why it's so uncontrollable. Like, it's obviously a mentality thing. It's a cultural thing. And it's been a cultural thing in America since the beginning. Like, you know, it was like England thought we were weird because we're like, we're going to use our guns to become a country. And they were like, good luck.
Right. You know what? Maybe we can get somewhere if people admitted we like guns because they're very fun. Instead of going to the Constitution route, these people failed history. I never, what are you doing? Just looking over the Constitution again. I'm always so curious. Yeah, what's number four? You liar.
I know number two is guns.
Right. Oscar Pistorius has been convicted of murder. Now, we understood it was manslaughter. He served a little bit of time, but then he got moved to house arrest.
That's the runner, the Tink Tink.
The Blade Runner, right.
Wow.
And he Tink Tink through the door and killed his wife. And a judge said, hey, no offense to the previous judge who said this is manslaughter. You knew you were killing somebody, no matter who it was. It's murder.
Mm-hmm.
You will now actually be charged.
Yeah.
Now, how did that happen? They already...
South Africa.
Oh.
Yeah.
Now, it's not if you're thinking, hey, isn't this double jeopardy? It's not that he was found not guilty and then later found guilty. He was found guilty of manslaughter.
They
look at it as, we're just upping it a little bit. Ugh.
I did not know that was possible. I think that's kind of weird because with that logic, he's still protecting himself because that was the whole thing is he was shooting through a door.
Right.
I would not want that person to open the door and then I have the option of shooting or not shooting.
Yeah, now it's the Wild West because you came into my house. We got to keep it fair.
Yeah, I don't think that's fair if that's where they're going with that. I think he did know it was his wife, but with that reasoning, I don't think I would have convicted him like that.
Yeah.
Maybe you got to go with like the judge knows. Like, look, I can't prove it.
Right.
He knew, you knew, we all know. I'm going to call it murder and we just let
when
it
he
go.
Said it, it's just like this, just like he's just winking without letting up the entire time. Just one eye closed. He's like,
So he ends up getting, but picture this Pistorius. His life is a roller coaster. He's like, I'm home now.
I got away with it.
Yeah. No, that's not the end
of it. Oh, he was home and then they were like, ha, 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 you murdered him.
Yeah. House arrest at his uncle's residence. And you know, this is a nice house. He was an Olympian.
I'm positive there are political things behind it. That's always what it is. Like where it's like, if a judge does something like that, it's because there's been political pressure or backlash for him having gotten away with it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. We don't know of many judges that are like, let me look over some of these old cases.
Yeah.
I'm kind of having a light week. Let's just review.
Right. Oh, maybe they got time.
This one shocked me. Was this on the news?
Yeah.
I did have a little bit of doubt on this one. Let's just review for
funsies.
And
that judge probably wanted celebrity, too. You can't discount that. I mean, I don't think that all judges that are in public cases, like, want to be, and that means they're bad people. But that judge is now going to be in the press because they did that. So... Right. You can't ignore that.
And nobody's going to be against them. Who's going to, you know?
Yeah, I want him in jail. Like, I think that is a scary precedent, but I don't live in South Africa, so LOL, don't care. If that happened in America, we'll see.
There was a 15-year-old American, and she was allergic to Wi-Fi signals.
No, that's false.
Well, a lot of people told her it's false, and she kept getting sick, so she killed herself.
What? Okay, well, that girl was just... I mean, I feel bad for her. I wish I had known she committed suicide before I started talking shit.
But. You could have started with that. Start with, like, here's a story of a dead girl.
Yeah, leave with that next time.
Always assume that Keita's about to tell you someone's dead. Dead. Yeah.
She thought
Hey, Marsha, do you like honey? Yeah. All right, I have a little story for you.
It's no longer being made.
Whatever it is.
Bees are dead.
All the bees are dead, and you did something to cause it inadvertently.
Jenny Fry is 15. She suffered from an acute case, not cute at all, an acute case of electromagnetic hypersensitivity syndrome, which causes blinding headaches and nausea when victims come in contact with the kind of EM fields created by wireless hotspots.
Why would that just happen to her, though? The thing is, it's like, I think that the brain controls the body. Like, so it's like, you know, if she really, truly thought that to be true. And there are people who think, like, that fucking vaccines cause autism. So, of course, she thought that was true. Like, and she thinks this is true. And so it gets in her head and she's sick. And so, you know, that's just fact to her. So then she does have that disease because in her head she has that disease.
Are you blaming the victim?
Oh, that does sound bad, doesn't it? She's dead. I forgot again.
Can you continue with this dead girl,
Keith? If her mom's listening, I'm so sorry. I know that you're a person and it's not right. I'm just being critical.
You're the worst backpedaler. The worst.
Marsha would like
to. Your mom was. Oh, mom.
Damn it.
I'd like to say to the mom, hey, I don't know. I'm just a comedian. And apparently you sent her to school anyways.
Yeah, what the hell?
Even though she has this problem, there's Wi-Fi everywhere.
Yeah, send her to the woods.
Right.
Send her boot camp.
The problem was especially bad at school where many of the classrooms have their own Wi-Fi.
Is that so? Where is she from?
And it drove her daughter to skip class and act out. The mom told the court she pleaded with her daughter's teachers to allow her to work in rooms without Wi-Fi. You don't send your kid to school then and you make it a court case.
No, here's what happened. And this is just me making a really sharp leap judgment that might not be based in truth or reality.
Okay. So unlike you.
First of all, keep in mind, she's still dead.
I know she's still dead, but okay. Now I'm blaming the mother. Okay. I think that there was something else maybe going on with this girl and the mom made it about that and we don't know. And so now she's like going to the press being like, my daughter died because they wouldn't listen to me. And it's like probably if her daughter was like sneaking out and misbehaving and missing class, like, I don't know. It was probably something else.
She hung herself in the tree near the house.
Oh, in a tree. That's a statement.
Is.
Unless that's like, well, where am I supposed to hang myself?
There's no awnings.
Yeah.
Her suicide note says, fuck you, Marsha Belsky. You psychotic
does
bitch.
It really say that? Yeah, that is great press for me.
She says,
can I retweet that somehow?
I am insignificant, an insignificant member, a number on someone's screen, and so is my life, a tiny blip in the whole existence of the universe. And I find it hard to be hopeful when I can hardly enjoy something anymore.
I feel like she was just depressed. I don't think it was. I think it's really sad, but I think the Wi-Fi thing was something that someone put afterwards to explain something that they couldn't make sense of.
She has Time Warner. She'd be okay.
Yeah.
That could be like a selling point for
Does
Time
plug
Warner.
Does plug-in Ethernet? Why didn't they get an Ethernet? You know
well,
what I mean?
She was in the school.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pull Remember her out that? Of school.
Marsha.
What teacher?
Poor mother.
You know, what teacher is saying, nah, we don't care. What school is saying, yeah, we don't care if she's allergic. We got to have her take these tests.
Well, she's got to go to school. I mean, if the mom doesn't pull her out, the teachers can't turn off the Wi-Fi for the other students because this girl has some like psychosomatic disease.
That's the thing. If you can't see it, it's hard to believe.
Yeah.
I don't know. Why do you need Wi-Fi at 15? Am I right or right?
No, what are you crazy?
We live
15?
In, you know, 2000. Everyone's got Wi-Fi.
Yeah?
I got Wi-Fi.
In school?
Don't say things like that.
Everyone got Wi-Fi in school.
What are you doing on a computer at 15? I don't like
everything.
It. What?
Everything.
Oh, okay.
All of it. We had computers when I was in school, but they didn't have, I guess they were always plugged in. I don't know. We probably didn't have Wi-Fi. Definitely not.
Everybody turned to history.com.
But everyone's like, teachers got PowerPoints. We would watch videos on YouTube when I was in college, you know? Hell yeah.
Yeah, college.
Yeah, college.
Well, look at you, Doogie Howser, 15 in college. All right.
No, I wasn't in college at 15. That would be sick.
At 15, your kids better know what the fuck Wi-Fi is, and they better have a lot of their lives online.
My nephew and I Skyped. He knew who I was by face and voice through Skype before I ever, like, I met him when he was a baby, and the next time I saw him, he was like 7 months or whatever, like, and he knew, or like a year, he like knew I was.
I don't understand what schoolwork you're doing at 15 on Wi-Fi.
Research papers. They have everything's an internet database now. Everything. Any research that you use. In high school, they make you do that shit now. You're not just reading about U.S. history.
I don't know how classes are run, but I can't imagine like not having... I didn't know they had it in every class. I thought everyone would have a computer at their desk all the time at this point.
Right.
Because there's no way that... like. Can you imagine writing out papers now? Can you imagine writing the notes that your teacher is writing on the board?
Like barbaric.
I just imagine everything is on a computer because people can type so quickly. They could organize very well. They have their information. They could pass information. They could look up information.
Uh-huh.
So I think those are more technically advanced. Obviously, that's the point, but that's where it's going.
Well, that it's an interesting thing because the thing is like at wealthy schools, at private schools, they have a lot of computers. They maybe expect kids to have laptops, but there is this divide where it's like, you know, there are some teachers that will assign like homework and expect you to use a computer. And if you're a kid that doesn't have access to a computer, what are you supposed to do? You go to the library, I guess, but it's like that's a whole lot of extra steps that the other kids don't have to take, you know? So they depend on the computer, but sometimes it's unfair because computer is still kind of like a, you know, what's it called? Like a class barrier.
That's right. It's disgusting.
I remember
they would just fail kids.
Yeah. Yeah. You don't have a Mac? Get out of here.
Goodbye.
Well, 20 years ago, I was in college and they were like, some teachers, some professors were like, okay, you have to type this up for me. And I had never typed anything before in my life. And I didn't have a typewriter. No one in my family was doing that. So I actually had to go to the library or I started paying people to just type up my report because I didn't.
You did the ones and twos.
Yeah. I didn't have, you know, my fingers didn't even know the keyboards yet. I had to learn that. I had to do an online, like I bought Mavis Beacon and I learned how to type on my own because it became a thing that if I don't know how to do this, then I'm being left behind.
And if only you had Wi-Fi.
Yeah, I guess, you know, we had before Wi-Fi, there was internet, but we didn't use it at school, but we were taught typing. And that was the big generational shift is like, we were taught typing from a very early age. So now when I'm at my job, you know, I'm a receptionist, like, I type really, really fast, and then like people will just come and like stare at me like, who taught you that?
Yeah, I was taught typing too. I didn't go to school with two rocks.
I just happened to not have been taught it at all. Nobody offered it.
Well, you're in a gypsy community?
For the rest of you that agree with Hendon Marsh and live in the future, let me tell you about this website. It's touchofmodern.com, okay?
Hell yeah.
They work with the top designers of clothing, gadgets, just the hippest stuff that's out there. And they give it to you, they offer it to you at an extremely low price, and then they find the next coolest thing and offer it to you. And they have something going on right now, 30 days of deals, something brand new for you. It's stupid sick every single day.
You got to log on every day. Touchofmodern.com. It's so easy.
What's the one, like, what's an example of something they have?
I got this. I literally just dropped my phone right before we started the show. I've dropped this phone. Yeah. Once a week.
Respect.
And now, when you drop your phone, you're just like, obviously, when I pick it up, it's going to be cracked. It's going to be terrible.
I won't even pick it up. I leave it.
Right. At this point, I have reversed the whatever the fuck in my brain where if my phone falls, I'm like, it's going to be fine. And it is.
Wow.
This is the cover, and I could put my credit cards on the back, and it's still as thin as I could like put it in my pocket.
I need that shit.
Right? Here's my Metro card. Here's my ID. Here's a credit card. Here's my phone. I could throw. Look at this. Look. Threw it on the phone.
What if it broke though? That would be so funny. On air.
Still fine.
It is. It's pristine.
Keith has something that makes his phone 3D.
What?
I throw it at you.
I'm against
it. I'm saying kids should have Wi-Fi.
I'm not saying they should. I'm saying they do.
I'm saying they should. I'm saying they should. At 15, I want access to what Marsha has to say about feminism. I want access to the shows that I didn't get to watch last night. I just want to watch clips of it that way. I want access to the way that...
Don't slow down. Speed up.
I want access...
Slow down.
Speed up.
Easy.
The same access that every other human being has to all the information that's out there. At 15 years old, I am a young adult, and I have brains enough to follow what is happening, to have access to what people are saying 100%. that are outside of my community of, by the way, which were only Jews for a long time, which was only like conservative people for a long time. I want to have access to other people's brains and other people's thoughts.
And what shows are you watching?
What shows am I watching?
Yeah.
I'm watching, I just watched Jessica Jones, a whole
Jessica
bunch of
Jessica Jones,
that.
Okay.
I only watched the first episode and I'm going to watch the rest, but it's so violent. Not violent, but just like intense.
It's
like,
very intense.
But that's so good.
It doesn't stop being intense and I have to stop.
Now that you know the show is so violent, is it a show 15-year-olds should be watching in math class?
No, but that's
math class. In math class.
That's not what Hemda's saying, all right? You're being a real skirter about this. You're skirting. You're skirting the issue.
You know I'm talking about in
school. You're skirting all over.
No, I'm talking about in school.
What she's talking about, and I've seen it too, is that she came from extreme, like a, you know, conservative community, and there are other people that come from extremist communities where being 15, even when I was 15, being 15 and on chat rooms and now like all these other options, like, yes, there's a dark side, but there's also this, like, you know, I know this like Orthodox Jewish girl that left her community because like she just saw that there was a world, like they can't trap people the
now
same
when
way
do you get
anymore.
To do, now when do you do this chat with that person from across the world during English class?
You should.
The rules don't 100% change because some modern technology has come into your view.
It's chat time.
Okay, remember when like they pulled in, when we were younger, they pulled in like the TV and VCR into the room?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what are they going to watch now? I don't sound like an old man before your time.
Yeah, they're like, now they're just going to watch TV every day in school.
You know you said watch your shows. You know,
I didn't say watch my shows. I said find information that's different than what I had access to as a kid. I would have loved to watch some of these clips of people talking about women or people outside of my community or thoughts that I haven't thought about.
And the shows, like even Jessica Jones, like it's violent, but on like a smaller scale. Other shows that put like are good, that are forward thinking, like they can have access to seeing like, you know, people exist.
Right. And then everybody can watch whatever show moves them.
Mm-hmm. But it's not like in the class now you're allowed to watch shows because there's Wi-Fi. It's still the same rules. You brought food to class, right? They didn't let you eat it in class.
Yeah, we play games on our graphic calculators or whatever. Like, kids are going to find ways to fuck off no matter what they're given. So.
And I wasn't a fuck off kind of student. Not in the ways that I couldn't get away with.
Yeah, be smart about it. Isn't you don't fuck off at all, you probably murdered somebody.
I wouldn't lie to you. All right, anyway, look, these are amazing schools these women were going to, okay? Mm-hmm. Touchofmodern.com is what I'm talking about now.
What a plug for them.
Right now, you get immediate access when you sign up at touchofmodern.com. And your child better be on this at age 15.
Uh-huh.
Right?
No, 10.
Did I say 10?
8.
Mara's writing in, Touch of Modern is the only place I could find stuff for presents for my fiance. It's so awesome.
Hell yeah, Mara.
Touchofmodern.com. Do it today. You don't want to miss out on the perfect gift.
It's Christmas.
How did you
I'm a Jew who loves Christmas.
You changed Mara to an even more Jewy sounding name.
Mara?
Yeah. That was impressive.
Can barely even have to open my mouth to say it. Sorry.
You're so stupid for being so smart.
Jaden Smith.
Whoa, the Jaden Smith?
Speaking of smart. Sees himself as a modern day prophet. He's 17 years old. Of course, the son of the great Will Smith.
A modern day prophet.
I don't think I'm as revolutionary as Galileo,
he says. Calm down already.
Well, he's saying I don't think I am.
Okay.
He's still relating himself to Galileo.
But I don't think I'm not as revolutionary as Galileo.
Mm-hmm. I don't think that Jesus would have been as compelling if he's like, not saying I am, not saying I'm not. Like, if you're going to say you're the Messiah, at least own it.
I bet you this guy had a computer in school at 15. Jaden sees himself as a modern day prophet and is working on a collection of essays. He takes on string theory and chaos theory, but on a more mystical level.
No, he doesn't know that shit. Have you seen his tweets? He thinks that he gets it, but he's, first of all, there's a lot going on. First of all, he's a Scientologist, okay? Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith are Scientologists. It's the most disappointing news I've ever been told. Mm-hmm. Second of all, if you grew up in that bubble, what would your life even be like? Like, of course that kid thinks that his shit doesn't stink. Like, his shit, he's never had to smell his own shit. He's never had his face rubbed in it.
He has wipers.
I would probably think I was the Messiah if I lived in that house. Didn't he star in a movie when he was really young? He's well respected, whether he's respectable or not, wherever he goes. I mean, it's one of those things where it's like, do we blame him? How else is he going to turn out?
And he didn't have to work for it. You know, that's the thing, is that, like, you know, he'll tell himself, it's like Donald Trump being like, I'm a self-made man. My dad only gave me a $1 million loan. Like, you know, people really convince themselves of that. Because if they, like, acknowledge, like, you know, that maybe their lives out of their control or whatever, they get, like, severe ennui and kill themselves. So
no, because,
let them live.
Okay, so he thinks if he thinks he's a hard worker, it's because he is. You know, you don't make a movie and not work hard a little bit. But his working hard in a trailer with everybody pleasing
That's
him
true.
And standing around for him is different than somebody else working hard.
Absolutely, yeah.
So he recognizes hard work as a whole different thing.
Yeah, he doesn't know what it's like for doors not to be open for him. That's the biggest difference. It's like every other person has spent at least the first part of their life just facing closed doors. Like, but when you're a celebrity's kid or whatever it is, like, you know, child star, that's why child stars go crazy. Like, you know, it's the same syndrome, you know.
Jaden thinks
his sister seems cool. I hope she's cool.
Oh yeah, she's whipping her hair back and forth. She's doing great.
I just, like, that's the only thing I'm basing it off of is that song. I don't know anything about her.
Meanwhile, she's got to be a Scientologist too, but you're denying.
She's a psycho. Well.
Jaden says he has spiritual ties to people in other dimensions and galaxies, and they are helping him write this book. So he just compared it to the Bible.
Wow.
Well, he's obviously just like a narcissist. Like, he just says, you know.
He says people are calling him crazy. Quote, I feel like it's an honor, actually, for people to think I'm crazy. They thought Galileo was crazy, too. You know what I'm saying?
There's this. Oh, my God. Wow. I can't even say this on air. There's someone who says something really similar.
And he's schizophrenic?
And he's a narcissist. But he has, like, a bit about it.
What if this guy is schizophrenic? What if the people who are talking to him are just... I mean...
Well, who are they?
Like, he's actually hearing voices and they don't even... That's like all those kids. They can't tell they're crazy because they just... You can't tell.
I mean, it legitimately could be that he is hearing voices.
Yeah.
And those voices might be positive because they could be.
Uh-huh.
Or they might be giving him information because...
And
Why
he's
not?
At the age where it would be starting to show up, too. Wow. Oh, poor little guy.
Oh, I'm reading.
Why didn't you tell me he killed himself before you started this thing? I don't want to say it.
He also says, thank goodness for computers and internet in the classroom. Wi-Fi is very important for children.
Oh, well, we agree, Jane.
15-year-olds are not children.
Oh, right, they're adults now. Right, right, right. I'm hanging out with my 15-year-old buddies tonight.
Nobody said you have to hang out with
them.
They're
tweens. Right. No, that's not what they're called.
I call them pals. I call them equals. I call them adults. The same word I am.
At 15 years old, were you capable of doing something?
No.
Making any decisions?
Barely.
You really needed all of those rules that your parents put
on
you.
He's a man. It's not the same.
Okay. It's not the same. I forgot. Let me check my boobs. Let me just touch my boobs really quick.
Men don't grow up till 57. And women are like full adults by like 9-ish.
It really depends what day you catch hem, though. An adult is 25 years old, an adult is 15.
An adult is 25 years old. You have a better understanding of the world at 25. But at 15 years old, if you're going to talk to your kid like he's a child, like he's a baby, like he's got nothing to say, then you're going to get terrible results. And then you're going to be like, oh, teenage hormones.
Yep.
It's not just teenage hormones. You're annoying. You're an annoying person who doesn't look at the person and individually describe them instead of just announcing that they're 15 and stupid. Of course, they're stupid in a lot of ways, but if you keep talking to them like they have nothing going on.
They got a lot going on. I learned so much from them. I have a special section on the forums for 15-year-olds, and I just go there daily.
All right, well, you know.
Huh?
When I was 15, I had the decency of being ashamed of being 15, but also it was very frustrating that people wouldn't listen to me. But when I was 15, I thought I was like 35.
Sure.
So I was like, but yeah, I remember it being really frustrating because they want you in all the responsibility areas. They go, you're going to be an adult soon. You're going to be an adult.
That's pillow talk.
And then in the other stuff, they go, you know.
Well, of course we don't mean it. Well, you are a kid. What am I going to tell you? You know, I got to throw something to you.
I mean, well, don't go around 15-year-olds, Keith.
Looking back, were you dumb at 15?
I mean, I was doing coke. I was smart as fuck.
Coke in the classroom, right?
Yeah. I did one time. Yeah.
How'd that go?
Cool as hell. Well, we would, like, go to the bathroom. Now I never thought it was cool. Like, you know how some people talk about their, like, drug addictions or people who used to drink where they'll talk about their party days. It's, like, real sad. You're like, oh, no. But, like, yeah, I never thought it was cool. But the one cool thing I did was, like, I had this one really cool friend. And we did it off a pen cap one time.
That's the coolest thing you have
in my life.
That's your cool coke story?
Oh, man. Maybe I did have a problem. Maybe I'm just like those people who look back.
What are you like on coke in class? Are you chatty?
Stupid. Yeah. I was already chatty. Like, I'm already way too hyper. Yeah. Like, so on coke, it was just like, you never get enough. Like, you know, it's all, and it's stupid. Like, it's like getting high before class. Like, you're just like, when you're high, you don't want to be in class. Like, it's not even enjoyable. It's just a waste of the drug. Like, you're just like sitting there like
trying to be normal.
Abnormal psychology is so interesting to me.
If you want to follow Marsha Belsky on Twitter, here's what you do. You type in the at symbol.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Spell it right, because people spell it wrong.
I'm explaining it slowly to people that weren't born with computers. Okay. At Marsha Belsky. M-A-R-C-I-A, B-E-L-S-K-Y.
That's my name.
Yes, a name is important, isn't it?
It is. You guys made me change my Twitter the first time I came on. It was like the best thing ever because I used to be Marsha Smelsky.
Do you want to tell Mira that wrote in that names are important?
Myra.
Go to her website. Marsha's website is marshabelsky.com.
Yeah.
And there you have it. Okay.
That's cool that you got that.
I did. I finally got that, which is good.
You had to fight for it?
No, I'm lucky because something about my first, I don't know what it is, but there's no other Marsha Belskys, and I've made damn sure of it. There's a couple of them, you know.
So you don't lie
missing.
Anymore.
I'll say that.
I've never told a lie in my life.
Everybody, thank you very much. Don't forget keithandthegirl.com/VIP. It's Ooh. Every show we ever done, including spinoffs. Hem does What's My Name? My Name is Keith. Lauren has a show. Brother Love's going to be kicking his off again once he gets married. He's going to have a lot to talk about. And, you know, Danny's, that's the show with Danny. We're very excited about this service. Make sure you check it out. keithandthegirl.com/VIP.
Don't forget to share this show. Share it with your family and friends. Share it with your enemies. Thank you.
Yeah, download it on a computer right now, 15 years old. And then the next person that comes into class can have a good time and learn, and their brain will get bigger.
I hope you're not kidding, because do that.
Do it.
Yeah.
Don't listen to Keith. He's a little... Thank you, Earth. keithandthegirl.com